A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Once Jesus was in a certain place praying. When he'd finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." He said this to them, "See this when you pray. Father, may your name be held holy, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins. For we ourselves forgive each one who is in debt to us. And do not put us to the test." He also said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend and goes to him in the middle of the night to say, 'My friend, lend me 3 loaves, because a friend of mine on his travels has just arrived at my house, and I have nothing to offer him.' The man answers from inside the house, 'Do not bother me. The door is bolted now and my children and I are in bed. I can't get up to give it to you.' I tell you, the man does not get up and give it to him for friendship's sake. Persistence will be enough to make him get up and give his friend all he wants. So I say to you, ask, it will be given to you. Search and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For the one who asks always receives. The one who searches always finds. The one who knocks will always have the door open to him. What father among you would hand his son a stone when he asks for bread, or hand him a snake instead of a fish? Or hand him a scorpion if he asks for an egg? You then, who are evil, know how to give your children what is good. How much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" And this is the Gospel of the Lord. When I was quite young, my grandfather gifted me a set of toy drums. A great delight to me, but not a great delight to everyone else around me. It's very good for my vocabulary because I learned a lot of new words. Cacophony, bedlam, racket, all the words I could hear people describing my attempt to bang away at these drums. One day I was locked out of the house and I came in through a window, slipped, fell on top of the drums and wrecked a lot of them. And my parents managed to contain their grief. To me it was a perfect gift, these set of drums. Can't really play drums badly in your own ears, just everybody else. And drums don't look like something you have to learn to play, at least not for a child. Of course, it was an absolute disaster for the rest of the family in our small two-bedroom house, me banging away in these drums. It's not a perfect gift because it's not a gift that was perfect for other people, just for me. And the perfect gift is always a gift we can share. Brings me to one of the puzzles in this passage, Gospel of Luke. Man in the middle of the night bangs on the door and he asks for 3 loaves of bread. Why 3 loaves? It's one friend. Why 3 loaves? Why not just 1 loaf or 2 loaves? The man has come on his journey. Literally it says in the original text, from the road. Maybe I'll be going somewhere else. He'd knocked on the door of a friend. And the friend asks for 3 loaves, I think, because it's 1 loaf for himself, 1 for his friend, 1 for his friend to take with him to share with someone else. It's the nature of the perfect gift. It can always be shared. It can always be given to someone else. It's in the middle of the night. The night time is a time of uncertainty, of surprise, of the unexpected. It's also the time when we wait for the dawn, when we don't know what will happen the next day. It's a time when we imagine what may happen, but also know that what lies ahead of us is hidden. In the darkness we can't see very far. But we do have to be ready, and ready especially for the things we don't know will happen. And that's why we pray. We pray to have a gift to share with whatever person, whatever need we encounter. We pray that we're ready, even when we don't know, and especially when we don't know what we have to be ready for. We pray to be prepared. We pray that we ourselves can become a gift. As we say in the third Eucharistic prayer, may make us an everlasting gift to you. And the great gift that we give is always a gift that others can share themselves. the best gifts are not just for someone's needs, but for someone's opportunities, that they too can be sharers and givers. That's the way it should be in heaven. Of course, on earth, we have to sometimes just meet a need, just fill a gap, just protect someone, or give them something that keeps them alive, or keeps them going a little further. How much better to give a gift that can be shared? That brings us to one of the puzzles, another puzzle in the passage, the famous word translated daily, give us this day our daily bread. Some Latin translations translated as supersubstantialis, the supersubstantial bread. This isn't a translation because nobody has the faintest idea what supersubstantial means. I suggest it means the superfluous bread, the bread that is more than the bread we need. And therefore the bread that, if it's to fulfill the function of bread, if it's to be bread, bread is only bread when it's eaten, is the bread we can share, give with another. And that's why we pray in the night, and it's why we bang at the door in the night. Not because of our immediate need, but because there's always a future, and always a challenge ahead of us. That's why prayer itself leads into great activity, and is, in itself, activity. We're praying to be more, to give more, to share more. We're praying for the dawn when we can arise. And we're praying that when we meet a friend, that friend can be more than just a passive receiver of our goods. Someone that we too can have as a friend to another one. That way friendship grows. That way giving grows. That way the kingdom grows. A few loaves of bread. That's all we need to make a kingdom.